Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy wants to increase the nation's minimum wage, but I think his effort will actually hurt those he says he wants to help. We will face off in just a moment. Ted, I know how badly you want to increase the minimum wage. Your plan would gradually increase the current $3.35 hourly rate to $4.65 in 1990. This country just can't afford your grand proposal, Ted. At first look, an increase in the minimum wage might seem to benefit the entry-level workforce, but it actually causes even greater unemployment as employers become unable to meet rising labor costs and then cut back their own workforce. When it costs an employer more to hire help, he raises his prices. That turns right around and slaps at those earning at the bottom of the wage scale. Elderly people on fixed incomes are stymied by that one, too. Your plan to substantially raise the minimum wage would have a harmful effect on all areas of our economy.
Al, you always fall hook, line, and sinker for that phony Republican argument on the minimum wage. No one fears more for the future of the country than a well-paid executive on a plush expense account about to raise the minimum wage for his lowest-paid employees. Fortunately, Al, the track record refutes the charges you just made. Congress has raised the minimum wage 6 times since it was first enacted in the 1930s. 6 times we've heard the Chicken Little Al Simpsons of America say, the sky will fall. And 6 times, the only result economists could measure is that poor workers earned a living wage. Shame on you and the administration, Al. For 7 years, you've blocked any increase in the minimum wage, even a cost of living increase. The minimum wage is worth 27% less today than when Ronald Reagan took office. Don't you feel just a little guilty about that, Al? This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on voter registration. Reform is overdue. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.